Sun's Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. A new half marathon world record by a Kenyan athlete tops Monday's show. Samson Omale has that story, as well as some cricket and football news. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Kenya's Geoffrey Kamawuro broke the world half marathon record by 17 seconds in Copenhagen on Sunday when he won the IWAF Gold Label Road Race with a time of 58 minutes and 1 second. Kenya's Bernard Kipkori finished second with a time of 59 minutes, 16 seconds, while Ethiopia's Berahanu went Demo Sego was third, a further 6 seconds behind. The 26-year-old Geoffrey Kamawuro made a winning return to the Danish capital where he won his first world half marathon title in 2014, breaking the previous record of 58 minutes, 18 seconds set by compatriot Abraham Kiptum in Valencia last year.
I think this is my third time to be in Denmark, and I'm really grateful for that chance. I remember Denmark very well since 2014 when I won my club title, a gold medal in World Championships. And I'm really excited and happy to race back again in Denmark.
Staying with athletics, Olympic 800 meters champion Caster Semenya will be officially awarded her gold medal from the 2011 World Athletics Championships at this year's edition in Doha, but will not be there to receive it. Semenya was elevated to the gold medal position 2 years ago when Russian athlete Maria Savinova, who sped past her on the final straight, was later disqualified for doping violations. The South African athlete had hoped to defend her 2017 World Championship title in Doha starting on September the 27th, but was forced to withdraw with no verdict yet delivered in her appeal to the Swiss Federal Tribunal against testosterone regulations imposed on her. In cricket news, the first T20 international between India and South Africa in Dharamsala has been abandoned without a ball being bowled due to heavy downpour. The field was full of water on Sunday because of the gloomy playing conditions. The toss round also could not take place. Both teams will be headed to Mohali for the second T20 international, as India will be looking to get their first win in the Punjab city on Wednesday, September the 18th. Lance Klusena is South Africa's Protea batting coach.
The biggest challenge really in playing in India is dealing with the conditions, and that's just not necessarily the wicket, that's the weather. There's a lot of things you have to deal with, and you know, USL, well, you deal with the conditions.
And out of football news, the CAF Appeals Board on Sunday rejected the appeal by Wydad Athletic Club with respect to the second leg final of the Total CAF Champions League 2018-2019, thereby upholding and confirming the decision of the CAF Disciplinary Board on the 7th of August. At its meeting at the CAF headquarters in Cairo, the board underlined the fact that the absence of the video assistant referee had no legal effect whatsoever, and that its sole purpose is to aid the referee to take the correct decision. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. Meanwhile, Geoffrey Kamworor's training partner, marathon world record holder Eliud Kipchoge, congratulated his Kenyan teammate on his new world record at the half marathon distance. Writing on Instagram, Eliud said, and I quote, "A huge congratulations to Geoffrey Kamworor. We're all proud to see you run this world record." And Eliud continues, "Great planning, preparations, teammates, coaching, and management is equal to record breaking." I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Spain's men's basketball team, which won its second world title Sunday in Beijing, China. Spain beat Argentina 95-75 in the final of the FIBA Basketball World Cup. Tournament Most Valuable Player Ricky Rubio, a point guard for the Phoenix Suns, scored a team-high 20 points for Spain. Gabby Deck, a forward for Real Madrid, led Argentina with a game-high 24 points. And let's give another sunny side of sports salute to Spain's Marc Gasol. The Toronto Raptors center got to bask in a championship celebration for the second time in 3 months. Marc Gasol is the second player to win an NBA title and a FIBA World Gold Medal in the same year. The now-retired Lamar Odom did the double for the Los Angeles Lakers and the United States in 2010. Marc Gasol scored 14 points on Sunday for Spain, which never trailed, and added this world title in Beijing to the one they claimed in 2006. Meanwhile, a top official of FIBA Africa Zone 3 says African teams will need to work harder to meet the challenges of top teams at future FIBA Basketball World Cups. Iron Mike Mbonye reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sam Amedu is a retired colonel and the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. The zone comprises 8 countries. Amedu was in China for the just concluded FIBA Basketball World Cup. Africa was represented at the World Cup by 5 countries: Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Nigeria, Senegal, and Tunisia. Amedu says the 5 African teams learned some lessons from the FIBA World Cup.
There is still extra work to be done. Both teams gave their best, but their best we are not good enough. In the sense that for a team like Nigeria, we all expected more, even though we are not sure what work we have done to justify expecting being among the top 4 or top 8 like some of us expect.
Amedu says Nigeria emerged as Africa's best team at the FIBA World Cup, while Tunisia, Angola, Senegal, and Cote d'Ivoire finished in that order. He says though the 5 African teams tried at the World Cup, they need to improve on their games.
So, but overall, all the teams tried, and they also proved to us that we can compete, but we need to up our ante in terms of equipment, in terms of training, in terms of even organization of the teams. I think of all the whole African teams, Nigeria and Tunisia look more organized than all, and hence the real result.
Amedu says the zone will ask FIBA to assist countries in Zone 3 with balls, scoreboards, and training equipment. He says the zone will get instructors to train technical officials, monitor competitions in countries under its jurisdiction to ensure they are of high standard. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Ayo Mike Mbonye in Lagos.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Hi, my name is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. I want to give a shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks, Dikembe. That's the Congolese giant, Dikembe Mutombo, who was elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2015. Dikembe played his college basketball here in Washington at Georgetown University. When he arrived on the Georgetown campus, Big Dikembe planned to study medicine and become a doctor. But his sheer size was too much for Georgetown's coach at the time, John Thompson, to overlook. Now, another African big man who played college basketball here in Washington is Amadou Gallo Fall, the first president of the new Basketball Africa League. Amadou played for the Firebirds of the University of the District of Columbia, and he remembers playing against Dikembe Mutombo.
First of all, I'm very grateful for the University of the District of Columbia and Patricia Thomas there, the athletic director, for inducting me into the Athletic Hall of Fame. I am looking forward to being able to participate in the ceremony in 2020. I wasn't able to go this year because, it was right in the middle of All-Star weekend. But very proud of it. Had a wonderful experience there. Obviously, playing Georgetown a couple of years, there were the highlights, especially the first one, because I had just gotten in the country. I had no idea, when I walked across campus and the students were asking me, are you ready for December? And I had no idea who this guy was. And they would go, are you ready for Alonzo? And I had no idea who he was either. But when we step on the court and, played a few minutes, I definitely understood why they were asking me those questions. So, it was really meeting Coach John Thompson playing against him, to me, really the highlight of, and really in some ways the beginning of, everything that happened from there, because he took me under his wing, was a great mentor, a great man. So, yes, and, he was friends with my coach at the time, George Lefkowitz. They played together, I think, at Archbishop Carroll. Coach John Thompson, that we salute and we give credit for, all the great things that have happened, that continue to happen for me and many other players from Africa. Where we are humbled and grateful and looking forward to visiting DC soon again.
Amadou Gallo Fall, the new president of the Basketball Africa League, speaking with us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Amadou, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate your interest. They're playing basketball.
We love that basketball. More basketball news. We've reached the semifinal round in the Women's National Basketball Association playoffs. Both semifinal series are best of five games, and they tip off on Tuesday night here in Washington and in Connecticut, respectively. Here in Washington, the top-seeded Washington Mystics will host the Las Vegas Aces in Game 1. And in the other series, the Connecticut Sun will be at home against the Los Angeles Sparks. Washington and Connecticut had the WNBA's best records during the regular season, and they receive byes to the semifinals. In WNBA playoff action Sunday, the Las Vegas Aces advanced with a thrilling 93-92 victory over the visiting Chicago Sky. Dirica Hamby hit a shot from a few steps inside half court, long range, with only 5 seconds left as Las Vegas came up aces. The Aces came up aces. With the Aces down by 2 points, Hamby stole a pass from Courtney Vandersloot, took a dribble over half court near the sideline, and threw up her winning shot. Nothing but net. The Sky had one last chance, but a three-point shot from the corner from Senegal-born center Astu Endor was off the mark. And Dirica Hamby also had reason to celebrate before the game. She was presented with the WNBA's Sixth Woman of the Year award, given to the league's top reserve player. In another WNBA playoff game Sunday, the Los Angeles Sparks eliminated the defending league champion Seattle Storm 92-69. Point guard Chelsea Gray had 21 points and 8 assists for the Sparks. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's take a break now for these VOA programming announcements.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports. On the Voice of America, Prince Nesta joins us now for a look at some of the weekend highlights in European club football. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. English striker of Nigerian descent Tammy Abraham scored a hat-trick as Frank Lampard's young Chelsea side beat Wolverhampton Wanderers 5-2 at the Molineux Stadium. Another Chelsea star of Nigerian descent, Fikayo Tomori, put Chelsea ahead with a superb 31st-minute strike. Abraham doubled the advantage 3 minutes later before adding a header in the 41st and a 55th-minute finish to make victory look all but secure for the Blues. The 21-year-old's hat-trick against Wolverhampton Wanderers on Saturday brings his total to 7 goals in the first 5 games of the Premier League season. Marcus Rashford scored the only goal from the penalty spot in the 8th minute to ensure Manchester United earned its first win in over a month by beating Leicester 1-0, while Son Heung-min struck twice as Tottenham Hotspur demolished Crystal Palace 4-0 in a 5-star performance at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The Lilywhites will be back in Champions League action on Wednesday as they travel to Greece to take on Olympiakos in their first group match of the competition. Informed Senegalese striker Sadio Mane scored twice as Liverpool came back from a goal down to beat Newcastle 3-1 and extend its perfect start to the Premier League season with a 5th straight win. Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah added a 3rd after the break, allowing Jurgen Klopp's team to move 5 points clear of City at the top of the table.
Prince, still with the Premier League table, Manchester City and Arsenal are now 5 points and 7 points, respectively, behind Liverpool after slipping over the weekend.
That's right, Sonny. What a spectacular match at Carrow Road on Saturday. Picture this, Sonny. Here's a newly promoted side in the Premier League, short of money to spend during the transfer window, and in addition to which they had 8 first-team players out injured. Still, Norwich City took on, outplayed and beat the celebrated champions of England 3-2, thanks to goals by Kenny McLean, Todd Cantwell and Timo Pukki. They have sent warning signals to the rest of the Premier League competitors that they are definitely a team to watch this season. And who knows, they might just be the dark horses of the tournament. It's a team with unbelievable spirit, exceptional mentality, unity and bravery. Arsenal, on the other hand, failed to get back to winning ways in the Premier League as they surrendered a 2-goal advantage to draw 2-2 with Watford at Vicarage Road. Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored twice in the first half, but a Tom Cleverley strike and Roberto Pereira penalty ensured the two sides shared the spoils. The Gunners' next game will be against Eintracht Frankfurt in the Europa League on Thursday, before Premier League hostilities resume against Aston Villa on September 22nd.
Prince, let's go to France now. Any notable performances by African players in the French league?
Yes, indeed. Nigerian youngster Victor Osimhen scored his 5th French League goal of the season as Lille claimed a 2-1 win over Angers. French striker of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé also scored a brace as Lyon missed the chance to move top of the French league after being held to a 2-2 draw at Amiens. A brace from French striker of Tunisian descent Wissam Ben Yedder gave AS Monaco an early 2-0 lead before visiting Olympique Marseille came back for a 4-3 win with goals by Dario Benedetto, Valero Germain and Dimitri Payet. Paris Saint-Germain fans also made their feelings known to Wantaway star Neymar during PSG's match with Strasbourg, but the Brazilian had the last laugh as he scored a stunning injury-time bicycle kick to give his team a late 1-0 victory. The 27-year-old Brazilian had not played in any of PSG's first four regular season matches as a transfer saga involving his old club Barcelona played out.
Finally, Prince, let's go to Spain, where I see an African teenager found the net for Barcelona.
That's right, Sonny. 16-year-old Bissau Guinean professional footballer Ansu Fati, Dutch midfielder Frankie de Jong, Gerard Pique and Luis Suarez all got their names on the score sheet as Barcelona secured a 5-2 victory over Valencia. Both teams will take part in the UEFA Champions League action on Tuesday. Barcelona will be away at Borussia Dortmund, while Valencia take on Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Eden Hazard made his Real Madrid debut as French star of Algerian descent Karim Benzema scored twice to secure a 3-2 La Liga win over Levante. Atletico Madrid remain league leaders, but their undefeated record is no more after a 2-0 loss to Real Sociedad in San Sebastian. Prince Nesta, on the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African boxing, Ghanaian challenger Patrick Alote was overpowered over the weekend in his bid to dethrone WBO junior middleweight champion Jaime Munguia of Mexico. Munguia knocked Alote down three times in the title fight near Los Angeles, California, and Alote's corner finally called for the bout to be stopped in the fourth round. It was the fifth successful title defense for the unbeaten Munguia, who posted his 34th consecutive victory with 27 knockouts. The Ghanaian Alote now has a professional record of 40 wins and 4 losses with 30 knockouts. In the post-fight interview, Munguia said he'll likely move up to 160 pounds. That's the full-fledged middleweight class. Moving up to the heavyweight class, former world champion Tyson the Gypsy King Fury ended up with a bloody cut over his right eye, but he was able to pound out a unanimous decision victory in Las Vegas over Sweden's Otto All-In Wallen. The final scores from the judges at ringside: 116-112, 117-111, and 118-110 in favor of Tyson Fury. The Gypsy King remains unbeaten with 29 victories and 1 draw and 20 knockouts. That draw came against WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder. And while the two boxers have a tentative deal for a rematch on February 22nd, 2020, because of those cuts over Fury's right eye, the date could be pushed back. Fury was taken to a hospital after the fight. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, was not impressed with Fury's performance. Namdi sent me a text message in which he said, and I quote, "Tyson Fury was exposed. An Uber driver slapped him around the ring for 12 rounds, and you end up in a hospital. An Uber driver! Tell it like it is, Namdi Moueta!" And that's the September 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sport.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, migrants from Nigeria, Ethiopia, Zambia, and Kenya have been the target of personal attacks and their businesses have been looted. Xenophobia in South Africa on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa.
VOA.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
Astronomers at the California Institute of Technology have discovered a near-Earth orbiting asteroid with the shortest year known for any asteroid in the solar system. Called 2019 LF6, this nearly 1 kilometer-wide rocky asteroid circles the Sun in an elliptical orbit over a 151-day period. The asteroid's orbit takes it from beyond Venus to closer to the Sun than Mercury. 2019 LF6 is known as an Altera asteroid, which are about 20 asteroids whose orbits are contained within Earth's orbit of the Sun. Though the 2019 LF6 is considered a near-Earth object, astronomers have determined that it is not considered potentially hazardous. The Caltech astronomers made their discovery with the Zwicky Transient Facility, a camera that was recently installed on a telescope at the Palomar Observatory near San Diego, California. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.